Yeah, you'd think. Sure. And then the other thing was, have you ever been able to create a vanity URL for one of your Qualtrics surveys? I know it's theoretically possible if you have the permissions on your account, but I couldn't quite figure out how to do it. Survey flow. Cool. And then you just select password there. Cool. Wow, neat. That's awesome. Okay, yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, and I don't see why it would be harder for, right, like, because if AK Litho has already told me they're able to, print a unique 5-digit code on each postcard, I doubt it would be significantly more challenging to print, a username and a password. Yeah. Right, yeah. And I see your question here about oh, nice. Look at that. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Oh my gosh. Okay. Cool. Good idea. Good idea. Now I just have to think of 5,000 unique passwords. Oh, one of your first comments on here is why not create a code for the neighborhoods? So I'm using their residential addresses from the voter registration data. So I do have an individual address for each voter. I might be doing that. So for example, I can look at the exact distance of each residence from Steep Creek Bear Viewing Area or from the dump, and then whether that's related to how much bear conflict of various types that that person experiences. So Jen suggested keeping it as fine scale as I can for now. So I mean, it's certainly possible that it would be more generalized afterwards, like at least maybe even by like grid cell or parcel or something like that, because the parcels would be what I think I'm going to stratify by distance to edge, parcel types like apartment versus mobile home park versus residential of a couple different varieties, and then I kind of want to do population density and. Yeah, so I think, oh, interesting. So I could actually remove the physical address. Yeah.